45%, the remainder of our budget actually comes from non-dues revenue, so events such as the Chamber Golf Tournament.
Representatives of the Hayes Chamber will be out in the community over the next few weeks soliciting sponsorships for their upcoming golf tournament fundraiser. President and CEO Sarah Wasinger stopped by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Our golf tournament has many components, and one of the more exciting ones that people can do if they're not a golfer is be involved in our auction that we have. So after you're done bidding on all the Eagle Radio auction stuff, there's another auction coming up that you can do online too. And it is our auction that is sponsored by First Care Clinic. It is in conjunction with the golf tournament. We actually start it from May 1st at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then it runs for a whole week and closes at 3:30 on the Friday of the golf tournament, which happens to be May 5th. And we are in the middle of gathering items for the auction.
Very cool. What kind of auction items do you see with this thing?
Well, a plethora, really. We're excited so far because we have a pretty good early turnout on things so far. For instance, there's going to be golf packages from Smoky Hill Country Club and the Fort Hayes Municipal Golf Course. We have gift certificates from some of our restaurants like McDonald's and Papa Murphy's. We even have season passes from Fort Hayes State University Athletics. We have a Apple iWatch and a Mophie speaker from Next Tech Wireless. Lots of cool things. We'll have some things that are, you know, as little as $20, and some things as expensive as possibly up to $1,000. So we really hit the gamut of different items.
Love that.
Yeah.
And as we talked a little bit last week, and I think you've done this in the past too, if businesses are wanting to contribute, it doesn't necessarily have to be from their business. They can donate cash for, say, for like a business that doesn't have something to give, like, I don't know, a restaurant maybe.
Correct.
And then you could have an item for them.
So we always kind of use the example of, you know, if you're a mortuary, you may not exactly have something that you can donate, but absolutely. We've had a couple of businesses already say, hey, we don't necessarily have something, but here's some cash, here's a check. Would you mind going and getting something on our behalf? So Matt Lyon, State Farm Insurance Agency, actually, he was one of those who said, go ahead and pick something out on my behalf. So we bought a Blackstone griddle. And just a tabletop one. So those are the types of things. We always do our best to try to find a way to match the item that we're picking out for them to be kind of related to the business somehow. So, but yeah, that's been kind of fun. I get to shop with other people's money.
Yeah.
And it goes to a good cause.
Absolutely. Win, win, win this thing.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about that, right, a little bit. Kind of the Chamber as an organization does so much for the community, and this event helps make that happen. Right.
It does. So many people are frequently surprised when they find out how we are funded, and we are not underneath the umbrella of any government entity. We are actually our own 501c6. And so our funding primarily comes 55% of it from membership dues. And that would be the 400 approximate members that we have who are dues paying throughout the year. We also have some courtesy ones, of course, but they don't pay dues based on their affiliation with places like Fort Hayes, Hayes Med, all that good stuff. And then 45%, the remainder of our budget actually comes from non-dues revenue. So events such as the Chamber Golf Tournament. And so we believe that there is a lot of good that you share because we advocate for our members in our community and things like the school bond that was passed. Also helping facilitate the child care task force of Ellis County. You know, we were able to get the Chamber Blue of Kansas health insurance plan up and running last year, and we've had a lot of members say that they're going to be exploring that because their rates came back and they got some shell shock with some of those figures that came out. So, you know, whether we're doing those things or just our traditional events to get people into our businesses and into our nonprofit doors to have a better understanding of the products and services that they offer. You know, obviously, too, the leadership training that we provide throughout the year is pretty impactful. And then we'd be remiss to not share that our ambassadors, our Hayes Young Professionals, they're out doing so many great things within our community. And really us having staff time to be able to help kind of manage those different programs and things of that nature is really how we can do the work that we do as a chamber. So we definitely are so grateful for all the work that those people do. But in turn, thank you to all the businesses and organizations out there who do donate for this cause, because again, it's about 10% of our budget is what we usually earn from this event.
Very cool. Yeah, and I want to talk about ways those businesses can get involved. But there was something you hit on real quick that I think maybe we want to maybe explain to everybody. It was something that I learned pretty recently that I thought was interesting. The 501c6. I think most people are familiar with a 501c3, a nonprofit kind of status, but you're slightly different. Still nonprofit, but slightly different. Can you explain that one?
Correct. So 501c6 organizations are a little bit different. So we still have to pay taxes. So we file every year when we go purchase things at the store for our events. We're paying taxes on those things, too. So we're still, in turn, supporting our community. But just a little bit different, when you are a 501c6 organization, it gives you a little bit of flexibility for those advocacy pieces. Many chambers of commerce on the east side of the state actually do lobbying activities. Our chamber does not. That doesn't necessarily suit our community as well. So those are types of things that we don't do. But if we would want to, we could. When you're a 501c3, you can't actually do that because it's against the law.
So you could advocate for Hays. If you we was a grant or something, a program that would benefit us, you could be like, hey, look at us.
Absolutely.
Very cool. How can businesses participate in this fundraiser?
Well, so you still have like 3 weeks, so plenty of time out there. April 7th is actually our deadline. And the reason that we have a deadline that's about a month in advance of the event is we have to take time to photograph those items, write them up. Of course, you know, we're going to be sharing some love for all of our items on Facebook, doing some marketing with those different things, and then just getting everything ready to upload into the auction file. Our hope is that we'll actually be able to have our sponsor, First Care Clinic, join us the week maybe before the auction kicks off. And we can kind of talk a little bit more about some of the items that have been donated at that point. But we want people to have a chance to preview those items. And so us getting all the pieces put together just gives our staff and volunteers time to do that. So again, they can call us at the office at 785-628-8201. Or if they know an ambassador or have an ambassador that's an employee of theirs, definitely have the ambassador work on their behalf to turn those items in. But again, if you have questions as to maybe what we have so far or what items might make good things for the auction. And we're happy to answer those questions too.
Very cool. You know, I'm looking at this list here of all of the items. You talked about a couple of them, but holy smokes, there's some good stuff on here.
Yeah, I would say so far we're close to $8,000 worth of items for the auction. And we've kind of set an internal goal that we would love to have, you know, at least over 100 items to offer. That tends to give people a little bit of variety. But to make this an impactful event, the important thing is to get people to register for it. And so this event is, again, open to the community. You don't have to be tied to a chamber member business in order to register. We'll work with our friend James, to get a press release out there to share that link where you can go register to help bid on the items. And one new feature that we have this year is text messaging notifications. We have a special text message package that will be able to share things out. So if we have items that don't have bids on them, we'll be able to put those out. And then a few more reminder text messages as we near towards the closing of the event to remind people to go ahead and get in there and place their final bids. During the golf tournament, we've gotten feedback from golfers. They're like, I got so busy playing golf, I forgot to bid. And so we're thinking that the text message service that we'll package with that event this year will help those golfers remember that they need to get in there and bid before the day is over. But a quick thing to share too, when we close the auction, our hope is that people can come to Smoky Hill Country Club and pick up their items that afternoon. Of course, if people can't make it that day, we'll take the items back to the chamber office and make arrangements for folks to pick them up that next week.
Yeah, because some of these are big items. I can see why
can
you
big.
Yeah, wouldn't want them floating around.
Absolutely.
Like the Blackstone.
Yes.
Don't need that in the way. Very cool. Well, Sarah, before we run out of time, we better talk about your weekly events because you've got a lot going on this week, don't you? It's looking
busy.
We
do. Well, we didn't have any last week because it was spring break, so we had to make up for it.
Cram it all in this week.
So March 21st, tomorrow, our HYP group will have their connection lunch. That will be at the venue at Thirsty's, doing a little bit of a different program because we'll have the Kiwanis Club of Hays, Sir Optimist International of Hays, and the Wonder Woman League present about their nonprofit social groups and talk about the good work that they do. So many times our HYP members are like, well, how do I volunteer? How do I get more involved in my community? These are going to be three great examples of how they can learn more about those organizations and get more involved. And then a thank you to Glossman Corporation again for sponsoring that lunch. Our board will meet tomorrow as well at 3:30. And then the third session of Leadership Haze will kick off at 8:30 on the 22nd. And our HYP Leadership Development Committee will have their meeting on March 22nd as well at Paisley Pear Wine Bar Bistro and Market at noon. And then March 24th, we'll have our ribbon cutting and chamber chat with First Baptist Church. This is an alarming stat. They're celebrating 140 years.
How cool is that?
That's amazing. It was literally the first church that was constructed within the city limits. And so this is a great time to come celebrate, join their congregation, and give them a little bit of love and appreciation for what they do for our community too.
Absolutely.
So hope you can join us for that one. And then we'll finish off our week on Friday with our ambassador lunch. And we shifted that a week later. It was supposed to be last week Friday, but we thought with spring break, people might want to go do things.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah, and that'll be at Rose Garden Banquet Hall at noon. So, of course, we have a lot more events coming up next week too. So feel free to check out hazechamber.com for more.